Rainfall over the south of the country has been so severe, survivors describe what is happening in Pakistan as the end of days. One government estimate says this monsoon season, there's been 500% more rain than the seasonal average, suffering greatest in the southern Sindh province. The lucky ones who lived through the storm now wait, out in the open on small tracts of land, spared by the floods for now. Waiting for help or more rain, worries turn to disease, thirst, hunger.
What are we going to eat? We are completely lost. I'm very worried about our children. They have nothing to eat and nothing to wear. We lost everything in the floods. There is water all around us, and we're empty-handed.
We don't have tents, no shelter, no food, and no one is here to help us.
At first sight, it looks like a seaside, waves crashing on a beach. But these are flooded fields and farms deep inland. Lost harvests, destroyed crops, a food crisis is now inevitable. Efforts to hold back the floodwaters seem no match for the extreme weather. Countless communities submerged, some completely washed away. Rescue efforts are underway, but there is just too much need.
Pakistan is living through one of the most serious climate catastrophes of the world. We are, at this point, ground zero, the front line of extreme weather events.
Pakistani leaders are calling for help from the international community to deal with the floods.
It's been one of the worst, if not the worst, monsoon season to hit Pakistan in recent memory. Here in the provincial capital of Sindh, Karachi, it is perhaps easier to count the number of roads that have not experienced some kind of rain and flood damage.
Adding to the already miserable situation are swelling rivers in the north of the country. More water is expected to reach already flood-hit areas in the next few days. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Karachi.